Hello everyone, and welcome to Biopedia. Pressed flowers collected between 1551 and 1586 by one Ulisse Androvandi are now giving us information about the impact of climate change and the movement of people on North Italy. These flowers were collected from the hills near Bologna because Androvandi wanted to find species and work out which of them could be valuable for medicine. In general terms, this use of plants for medicine does make sense. If we take a cursory glance at a piece of the literature to back this point up, a study interviewing 140 members of the San Martin Quechas in Peru's region of the Amazon rainforest called Chazuta found 945 uses in medicine for 289 plants. Moreover, more than 1,000 different species of plant have been employed to combat malaria in Latin America, according to a review of Gray and Scientific Literature published in 2021. We can now use these same flowers collected in the 16th century to look at exactly what has changed in the region. This was the goal of a study published in 2023. Aldrovandi's set of around 5,000 samples was compared to two other collections of flora to get a glimpse of what the flora has been like across 500 years in the Italian region of Bologna. The first was the Flora della Provincia di Bologna by Coccioni. Coccioni's publication dates to 1883. The second collection of specimens was the floristic database of Emilia-Romagna, within which only samples collected in a plains habitat between 1965 and 2021 were accessed. There are alien species in the Aldrovandi collection. Of these, 4.4% are from the Americas, 23% are from Eurasia, and 37.3% are derived from the Mediterranean. By contrast, the Coccioni database's alien species were 23.8% from the Americas and 47.7% from the Old World. This would mean that there are more American species later in time. Alien species gained relevance from the Renaissance until the modern day. At the time of the Aldrovandi collection, invasions such as we see it now didn't happen, and foreign species were predominantly from the rest of the Mediterranean, the Paleotropics, and the rest of the Eurasian continent. An example of an introduction from the Old World might be the tulip, which came into Europe from the Ottoman Empire in the 1500s. American exotics, which were brought over because of economic value or aesthetic value, hadn't arrived yet, and were only introduced to a few areas by the close of the 1800s. I would imagine that what we're also seeing here, at least to some extent, is an impact of the Columbian Exchange, or at least a long-term ripple effect from it. After all, species are travelling from the Americas to the Old World. Alfred Crosby first defined the term Columbian Exchange in his book called The Columbian Exchange, Biological and Cultural Consequences of 1492. In it, he wrote that the Old and New World had been brought back together and become more homogeneous from a biological standpoint, which was one of the most vital parts of life's story since the glaciers receded. Syphilis may have had its origin in the Americas and spread to Europe after 1493, although a paper by Anterik et al. Seems to think that this isn't the case, and the question of its American origin has apparently been debated for centuries. I'm not going to go into too much research here, as this is of only tangential relevance to today's topic. The main takeaway here is that the Columbian Exchange sees exchange of biotic material between the Old and the New World. After 1492, people indigenous to the Americas were decimated by European illnesses such as smallpox and malaria, and there was a transfer of species between the two continents. We also see a Neo-Columbian exchange during the long 19th century between 1720 and 1930. This refers to new introductions to the Americas, beginning with coffee, which spread throughout the Greater Caribbean in the middle of the 1700s. So, that's the Aldrovandi collection, and indeed an introduction to the concept of the Columbian Exchange taken care of, but what of Aldrovandi himself? Well, he turns up elsewhere in the 16th century as having been sent some leaves from the common horse chestnut in 1563. The horse chestnut is an immigrant to Europe which arrived from Istanbul to Vienna thanks to Karl Clusius. This is probably because it was a live tree which was probably a gift from an ambassador to the Ottoman court. So, Aldrovandi shows up again in the context of species travelling from one locale to another. That brings us to the end of today's episode. As always, thank you all for listening. Feel free to reach out at the show's email address for any questions, comments, or topic suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, have a great week, everyone.